was ready to get. Oh, that's the high wire. Just somebody else can distract stuff. So there we go. Okay. Essentially, we have this gone right. Okay. No. Can we just, let's see. I think we got this is your chance. Let's make that red also your capture. If you do that, would be great. You and your hero also on this page. If you can fix that, please. Yeah. That'd be great. Oh, by the way, while we're doing a little editing right now, I'm going to tell you guys this. You should know I'll be speaking. I'm not going to be speaking, but briefly. Freedom Law School is a sponsor of Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening. The people that put the Plandemic together, which had over a billion views, came out with Plandemic 2, and now Plandemic 3 is The Great Awakening. Okay? It's going to be global live stream of it, folks. Okay? Okay? So it's going to be, I'm going to be at the June 3rd world premiere. Okay? So they're going to, from red carpet, it's going to be live broadcast. 7 to 9 will be the Great Awakening global live stream. And the conclusion will be at 9 o'clock. There'll be also a pre-party and after party of the event as well. Okay? So High Wire of Bill Bigtree is one of the co-sponsors of the event. The actual page you want to go to is PlandemicSeries.com. PlandemicSeries.com is where you want to go to. And there you can find the registration information. It's free. You all can watch it for free. And if you come to world premiere, you'll see it for free on June 3rd. And I will be there at Freedom Law School. So if you want to meet me, make it to Austin, Texas on June 3rd in person, and we can, you know, talk about things and answer questions and shake hands as you desire, my friend. Okay, go to PlandemicSeries.com, PlandemicSeries.com for more information and registration should you able to come. Okay. All right, I think I'm almost ready to be. Let's see, I'm going to read that page. Let's see. Okay, this one, that one, just change that U to all caps and your to red and all caps. Oh, by the way, while we're doing that, let me tell you guys about this. We were at the Clay Clark's event in Miami, the Reawaken America. Boy, that was close to 2,000 people there. And, man, it was such a busy event. We could hardly have time to talk to everybody that wanted to talk to us, you know? So it was a great event. We're going to be at the Reawaken America event in Las Vegas, August 25th and 26th as well. So those of you in the West Coast, in that area, and the Southwest, want to meet with us and talk and about things, that would be a great place for you to come in person. We can meet and talk about things. Again, August 25th and 26th. Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay? All right. Let me know when to do it. Didn't do it? Okay. No problem. We'll fix it later. No problem. All right. And to do the short version of this presentation. And yeah, zero out the time, please. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you why filing a 1040 income tax confession trap form is the most dangerous thing that you can do to your health. And it's much better for you to end filing income tax confession triforms, as you see here. See, the step two of to freedom from IRS is stop filing income tax confession forms. Yep. See, folks, when you sign an income tax confession form, you claim that you owe the IRS money. And by doing that, you are putting the IRS's noose around your neck. You do it yourself. When you claim you owe the money, you put the noose around your neck. You give the power to the IRS now to audit you. Because without a 1040 tax confession form, there's nothing to audit. There's no expense or deductions that you're claiming to audit at all. Okay? And eventually, the IRS, because of your claim that you owe the money, cancel your bank account, steal your money, find any problems with the 1040 form, and put you in prison. Yes. You see, folks, you unwittingly increase your chance to go to prison for tax evasion when you file a 1040 income tax confession form under the penalty of perjury, claiming that you owe the IRS money. You see, as you look at the form, 1040 form right here, you see this what? On line 37, you say that you owe the IRS money amount you owe. You did it. You said it, not the IRS. The IRS has to go through an extremely long process and give a chance to challenge them if you don't file. It is not automatic. When you file, automatically put the rope around your neck and you stay under penalty of perjury, under oath, that you owe the IRS money. So the safe thing for you to do is what? Stop filing income tax confession trap forms. You stop putting the rope around your neck, guess what, folks? You're going to be a lot better off. Just like here. This cartoon says it all, folks. IRS is telling you, you did it yourself when you signed that 1040 income tax confession trap form under oath. You don't understand all these papers, all these schedules, and gave the IRS the power to hang you. You don't want the IRS to have the power over you. Stop filling out those 1040 income tax confession forms and give the IRS the power to hang you. Just don't do that anymore. Folks, for more detail, watch the presentation in the description below about this issue. And after step two of the seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, be sure to continue on to step three, IRS's mostly bluff. Thank you. I hope to meet you soon and look at you in the eye and congratulate you for choosing freedom. Okay. Let's go to our question and answer session part of this presentation. Some of you, one person sent me this email. And I will take the person's question. Now I'll answer questions one person at a time. So this person's name is Justin. Justin, if you're there, when your turn comes up, just let me know that you are the person who sent this email to us. I'll get your question. Folks, this will be lost off to 10 pages of any paperwork that you have. Turn the volume down a little bit, please. And I will go over for you at no charge during the Freedom Hour. With your email, give me documents up to 10 pages, no problem. I'm here to help you guys out, folks. So take advantage of this because normally I charge $1,000 an hour. First hour of my time is discounted to only $500. But here, it's free. So why not take advantage of this and call me here. Now, if you are a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultation, okay, with myself or others trained by me to answer your questions, help you make proper decisions, and follow the law correctly, okay? So let's go to our first caller. We have three of you all right now waiting. Call from area code 646. Then someone from area code 815. Then another call from area code 401. So I'm 646 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Right. Hey, Paimon. Nice to meet you. My name is Justin.
Okay. You are the one that sent the email to us with your question. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And how did you hear about Freedom Hospital, Justin?
One of my friends was aware of you and sent me a text message with your website, and I started studying it.
Very good. Good for your friend and good for you, my friend. How recently was that, by the way?
Sorry, the audio is hard on here. Can you say that again?
Yeah, how recently did your friend tell you about Freedom Hospital?
Oh.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yes, it was this past Friday.
Past Friday, very new. Okay, well, let's see. You are married, and you say January 23, you did a U.S. Secretary of State receive affidavit of repudiation and sent one to them. March, recorded multiple documents with county clerk, okay? And I received your Form 56, April 9th, Treasury, and I received affidavit of status and revocation of election, okay? And you've not completed your passports. Now, you've learned over the weekend, since we have not completed your passports in calendar 2022, you still need to file a 1040 form for 2022 taxes to remain in honor with the IRS, okay? And then you can file Form 4852, making adjustments with the IRS that you have no taxable income and note the amount of taxes withheld, and you can ask for your money to be refunded to you, which was stolen from your paycheck by your company. And he asked him, since you signed the revocation of election, to permanently leave the tax club, are you able to now send in a signed 1040? Option one you're considering is to send an affidavit to the IRS with both the unsigned 1040 and a Form 4852 as attachments. Or you're asking, should you file a signed 1040 with Form 4852 and then send a new revocation of election before the end of 2023? Or something else entirely. Okay, well, the answer to your question is something else entirely, my friend. Justin, the latest popular baseless legal theory, what I call is patriot mythology. Sounds good. Wonderful to be free. Feels good. Makes sense. That's right. American free man is revocation of election nonsense because it misread the law. There's nothing to revoke in the first place. What they claim is that somehow, because you previously were duped into signing and giving the IRS 10 for income tax confession draft forms, and now you must revoke that election, that somehow by signing a 1040 form, you elected to be a U.S. citizen for tax purposes. Now you want to unelect and cancel that. That is simply not so. The revocation of election, there's a law about that, but here's what it's about. It's about somebody who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., and they have a spouse. Could be from France, Japan, Egypt, England, or any place else in the world, or California or New York. And that spouse elects or chooses to be taxed as a U.S. citizen from Washington, D.C., just like that person's spouse who is a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. And so that spouse is from Canada or Italy or France, whoever, may revoke and cancel election to be taxed as a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. What a true revocation of election is. Okay, and remember, many other countries in the world, like Western Europe, Canada, okay, much of the world have income tax, and oftentimes there's a lower tax rate to be paid as a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. than their own country. So they choose to be taxed as a citizen or resident of D.C., and because the tax treat is the United States government, with foreign countries, you pay tax either in Washington, D.C., or this other country, Canada, okay, or England, or France, or whatever else, okay? So that spouse actually saves money by being taxed at a lower rate, being taxed in Washington, D.C., versus that spouse's country. And that spouse can anytime unelect that choice, cancel that choice. That is what revocation of election really is. But patriots misread, misunderstand the law and come up with a bunch of nonsense. There's no need for you to get any kind of a passport. You're fine. You were never a U.S. citizen for income tax purposes at all to begin with. See, let me take you to our website, okay? Restore Freedom, right? All you got to do is go down to 7 steps, right? There they are. Because start of 7 steps. You go down here to follow the law. And you see, based on your official legal websites of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes to begin with. The only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and other people around the world who perform the functions of federal public office, basically federal workers and contractors. That is it. You don't need to change anything. There's nothing to elect or non-elect. Just don't file. Stop filing 10 for income tax, confession, trap form. So you want to watch this 9-minute video right here, okay? And that it shows you, okay, the on this page, right now, but it'll be up there momentarily. We're going to fix it. And that will show you the proof of what I'm talking about. And then these two other short videos further make that point. And these three other videos are longer, more complete videos about these topics, okay? You don't need to do any of those things at all. Now, about the Form 4852, get the money that was stolen from your paycheck. You can do that if you want to. I generally do not recommend it. Why? Because it is risky. I've seen people who do that and get the money back. And some of the people do that and they don't get the money back. On top of that, the IRS may try to fine them up to $5,000 for filing a frivolous tax return or tax form of the IRS. If you want to roll the dice, you can do that. But I'm not a risk taker. I will take calculated risks. But this risk was too much. I wouldn't recommend Form 48852. What I recommend is stop the end filing income tax confession form. You can stop the withholding on your paycheck legally and safely. Follow the instructions on our website. Okay, I can show you where that is. Let's see. Go under, let me see, where we have it under, I think we have it under right. Here we go, on the right. Yep, on the right, on they go down to free yourself from tax withholding, okay? So when you go there, free yourself with tax withholding, because that's your problem. The temporary measure to stop withholding on your paycheck now, watch this video on this topic, okay, and read the instructions you see here, okay, to do it right, okay, and then there is the form, how to do this stuff is all right here, okay, all the information is there for free, Now, we can do it for you as a Restore Freedom Time member. If you want to have our guarantee behind you that IRS will never take any of your money, you never go to prison whatsoever, we'll cover you 100%. All your money will be protected and refunded by us if necessary to you. But you can do it on your own for free right there. Does that help you, Justin?
That's huge help. Thank you, Paymon. This is wonderful. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome, my friend.
I'll see you in Austin.
Are you from Texas?
I live in Houston.
Oh, okay. It's a few-hour drive. Very good.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing the red carpet. Thank you, Paymon.
Yes. Look forward to seeing. We'll be at the pre-event and the event.
I don't know. I just found out about it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we sponsored a whole event by Freedom Lost. So great. Look forward to meeting again. Bring someone with you. Bring your friend with you. Bring somebody else. Register early to make sure you reserve your seat. But where you really want to be is at the pre- and post-event, because that's a smaller crowd. The main premiere is 2,400 people going to be at that theater. But at the pre-event and post-event, only about 300 people are going to be there. So hopefully you'll be at those events. Next caller from area code 815. Give me your first name, my friend. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Okay. Thank you, Payman, for taking my call. My name is Mark. I'm from Illinois. I don't know if you can hear me okay.
Yes, I'll have to help you.
Okay. So I've read your materials quite a bit. And I had a question, because the way I understand sending the petitions off is that's the setup, more or less, prior to the ending of your filing of the taxes. You want to see those things responded to within 60 days, and if they don't, then you go ahead and stop your filing or whatever. What type of and it seems to me that's just evidence that you can present, because now it's in. You've sent it to your congressmen and your senators, and now you have, now you have evidence that you've made an effort. So what about somebody like me who hasn't filed since 1996? What do I do? How are those forms going to help me? I mean, because I've already stopped. I'm not asking first. I kind of preempted stop filing and now sending them off. Is that still helpful to me, or should I continue? Should I do that petition anyway?
Yes. Let me ask you, how old are you, Mark?
I'm in my 60s.
Okay. Well, you know what? So you probably lived to be in your 80s or 90s or 100s. Who knows? This
okay.
information was not available back in 1996 or 92 when I started. Just because back then we did not have that information available. Now that it is available, should we not use it? Don't take advantage of it. Protect yourself from here forward, at least. Back then, your protection will not be as strong, absolutely, but please do what you can. Go from here forward, much better protected, because every single year is a separate, potentially taxable event. As the year gets older and older and older, IRS forgets about it. This is too old to mess with. Okay? So from here forward, you get yourself protected. Get those petitions out to your congressman right away.
Okay, so those should be sent off then, regardless, just to start the clock ticking. Okay. So I guess I'm always looking at what-if scenarios, what if they were to contact me, say, within a year or something of sending these things all off? What if I was to get a contact? How can they still be of use to me? How is this evidence and what, I guess I'm looking at this
contact
what-if.
For what? Contact it for what?
Well, that they haven't heard from me, or who knows what letters they send out. When I first went through all of this, I started this whole process back. Back in the mid to late 90s. They levied my accounts and all kinds of stuff, and then we took care of that. You know, I had to sign, I was in joint, I don't even remember what the terminology is, but my wife owned half the house and I owned the other half. Well, they ended up keeping, when we sold the house, they gave her her money, but kept mine, and then that was the end of it. I haven't heard anything from them since. But I've been through this. I've gotten levies and liens. There's nothing now anywhere in any county I'm in. But I just wonder, you know, what you know, what kind of tools I would have, except for the knowledge that I've got from, you know, basically understanding these petitions and the whole theory behind them. I understand that. That's all I would have. There's no so-called evidence in front of them for me to, you know, to fall back on, I guess is what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm wondering how.
What kind of tools do you want? What kind of tools do you want?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. We don't have that to be able to protect it from 1999 and 2003 and 2007 and 2011. But there's old years anyways. The IRS will
it's
not
what?
Come after you after 7, 10 years. Those are way old. If they wanted to, they can't. So just your best and forget the rest.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just say thanks for putting all this information out there, because it's been extremely helpful and made me more resolved to know that I've been right all these years anyway. I've been involved in a few things with government entities and come out pretty well. It's kind of amazing. Just you may not even realize that you've won sometimes. Even using FOIA requests and things on a variety of things have helped me in other areas. But anyway, I want to thank you. And by the way, if you ever stop doing this, you can also be a comedian if you wanted to. Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. I'm curious. Oh. You go back way old with me. You're about my age. I'm 60. So which organizations did you know or work with back in those old years?
Oh, you know, the very first book that I ever got, my wife brought it home one day. By the way, she said she regretted the day that she did it, because it changed everything, and that was Irwin Schiff's book. That's who I read first. And then I read Lynn Meredith, you know, and then I went through Right Way Law, just several different people. You know, after a while, you start realizing a lot of it's just patriot mythology, like you said. But, you know, there's truth kind of mingled in there. Some of them have a little bit of this truth and a little bit of that.
That's
then I think you've kind of encapsulated it all in an understandable form where people can really understand it now, and it just makes so much more sense. So it's so that's why I think probably you're really the one that, in my opinion, out of all the people, there's other people in different legal battles that are doing other things, but it all together, I think you kind of made the IRS stuff kind of gel, and it is, you know, you can just sort of tell that it's correct. Yeah. So I appreciate it. And I always send people to your website there.
Thank you. And well,
anyway, thank you so much.
Texas, my friend, you know, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Red Pill Expo is coming up August 12th and 13th. In Des Moines, Iowa. And I'll be at that event also. And that's a little bit closer to you from Indiana, Mark.
That's a lot closer.
And that's the place you want to bring your, you know, friends and relatives. The Red Pill Expo, redpilluniversity.org is a website. It's forward to. So, Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th and 13th, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be there. They got some speakers already picked, but there's going to be more there, folks. I'll be there also. As a speaker, I'll be speaking. So, definitely plan to hopefully be there if you can, brother. So thank you for calling. I appreciate your kind words and your support, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller from area code 401. Please give me your first name.
That would be me.
How you heard about us. And then your question, me, what is your first name?
Melanie. Oh, I'm Melanie.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Melanie?
Oh, for my conspiracy theory network. I have lots of friends sending me lots of things all the time. My story is a bit complex. I spoke with George this past week because I'm not usually in the United States. I live on a little island in the South Pacific near Tahiti. I'm a painter, an artist. And because I'm an artist, I think I've always had this marginal approach to life anyway. And I've never really understood tax and this and that. But I ended up with a sailor boy who brought me to Providence, Rhode Island, and we were busy rehabbing old Victorian houses for 20 years. It wasn't where I wanted to be. I wanted to be back in Tahiti. But finally, I just said, okay, I'm going back to Tahiti, and I took the kids and went back down there. But we divorced, and I ended up with a house in Providence, Rhode Island, and that was in 1999 is when I went back to live in French Polynesia. And I've been coming back here, you know, once a year to deal with my house and keep it nice and this and that, but I finally found a piece of land on my island that I want to buy, so I'm selling my house. And I usually only, my deadline for paying taxes, because I was under the impression I was supposed to pay taxes every year. And so I had this expatriate specialist from Texas, and she, we, you know, speak over the phone and emails and this and that, and it's too complicated for me. I don't understand any of it, but, you know, federal FIBAR, you know, federal earned income, you know, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I when I started listening to you, I'm like, what the heck am I doing this for? And I do want to stop, but I'm in the process of selling my house in Providence, and I need to transfer that money down to the islands to buy my land, and it's kind of scary. You know, and I wasn't able to, you know, I wanted to join the Freedom Law School, but I couldn't imagine sending an envelope full of cash from French Polynesia would never get to you. So I'm here in Rhode Island now for a month and a half while I unload everything out of my house, which is already a major task. And I kind of want to get on board, but I have to keep an address in somewhere in the States to have a bank account in the States, just so that I have the flexibility of when I sell my paintings, people can pay me with PayPal or Venmo, which I couldn't do if I don't have a bank account in the States. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell, and I'm not really sure if it made any sense.
Well, as a member, we'll help you with all this. Look, we also take other forms of payment, like cryptocurrency. We can make arrangements to
which I have no clue how
that
to, I would have no clue
What's
how to
that?
Do that. I would have no clue how to deal with cryptocurrency. I don't know,
well,
you know the first thing about it.
Call, and we can make other arrangements for you. It's not a problem. I don't have to answer that in this call, but call, ask for George, and say, George, I talked to Paymon at the Freedom Hour. Yeah, he told me to call you and get more information. And he'll get somebody else on the phone with more experience or ask me. And that's no problem. We can... You know, get arrangements for private
conversation. I figure because I live out of the country, most of the time, it's not something I can handle as easily by myself.
Handle what by yourself? What do you mean?
Well, you know, I looked at all your forms and, you know, how to send those in and all that stuff, and I couldn't even do that from mailing something from Tahiti to my congressman here.
Well, we can do it. We can make arrangements. What you want to do, by the way, I would suggest you change your domicile or permanent place of residence in America from Rhode Island, common state of Rhode Island, to a no income tax state like Florida, Texas, Tennessee. We can help you get an address in one of these states. Okay.
Okay.
And
Florida, Texas, or where did you say?
There's 8 states with no state income tax. Mm-hmm. You can choose one of those states. I'll put them on online for you, see what you do. No state income tax state list. There we go. I'm going to show it to you right now on the screen. Go to images, then it'll come up. You see here? Let's see.
I can see you, but everything's, you're at a, how do you call it, décalage? There's a between what I see and what I hear on the phone. So,
I'm not sure what we can do about that right now, but here we go.
It's okay.
The same,
if it's
right
on
here,
your website, I can look for it.
No, I'm just telling you, no, there is There is a bunch
oh,
of states.
Oh, it's on, okay.
Just, okay.
Okay.
With no
right.
state
yep.
income tax. Of course, I'm biased for Florida,
okay.
the freedom state. Okay. So you
yeah.
get a address.
Actually, I have a brother down
Florida.
There. Maybe I can talk him into. Yeah, maybe I can get my brother to be my address because he lives in Tampa.
So. There you go. Perfect.
Yep.
That's the easy solution.
Yep. Thank
Use
you
your
first.
Brother's address as
yeah,
a
thank
U.S.
You.
Address.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would make sense then. What else did I want to ask you about? But, like, for my situation right now about selling this house in Rhode Island, then I don't even know. Like, I haven't talked to the lady who usually does my taxes for me, and I usually have them all ready for her by the middle of end of February, middle of March.
It's very simple.
So,
once you join, one of the things we'll help you with is to make sure that in the escrow
okay.
process, the title or escrow uh-huh. company does not falsely send a 1099 form to the IRS. Falsely claiming
uh-huh.
that your money
okay.
received out of escrow is taxable. As a Restore
okay.
Freedom Plan member, we'll take care of that for
uh-huh.
you.
Okay. Okay.
So you'd be,
oh, excellent.
You'd be
okay.
fine.
All right. So that. Okay. All right. So I'll call this week George again and get all the details
yep.
and join.
Yep. You and I talked. You want to join?
Like
you don't want your house to be 1099 at all. In fact, good thing you called right now before
mm-hmm.
you get into the escrow closing process because we need to get the papers from the
yeah.
title company, escrow company, that they want you to sign and in advance
mm-hmm.
let them
okay.
know it, when they're
mm-hmm.
making a mistake in the law. They misunderstand the term United States. They assume the 50 states that go to Island is the
mm-hmm.
United States. And for tax purposes, they're not. It's
mm-hmm.
not. But I have to properly write a letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Customate to the custom form letter that the ignorant lawyer accountant bought for them to use. So that we've done that before successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Just write
okay.
the law, quote them the law.
All right. Well, my closing
it.
Is
so here's the
law. June 23rd.
All the law. From government's official legal website, and they see your rights, and they will not 1099 you. Okay?
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Paymon.
You're most welcome.
I'm really excited that I got your info and am able to speak to you.
And you're from Haiti or South Pacific? If I Haiti? Oh, that's right. That is in the Pacific, Haiti, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
no
Tahiti.
No. Tahiti,
yeah.
okay, I heard it, okay. God, yes.
Tahiti,
beautiful
yeah.
island, oh my
actually,
gosh.
I live on a little island called Huahine. It's near Tahiti.
Okay, wow. Wow, what a beautiful place.
Ask George.
What a beautiful place must be, you know? Okay, well, good for you, Melanie,
it's
good for you.
It's fabulous,
yes.
It's paradise.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Thank
I
you
know.
So much,
Kevin. You're welcome. My pleasure. All right, folks, I don't think there's anybody else with any more questions, but I want to make sure that all of you get the chance to get all of your questions. Question, call in our number to get your question answered. The number is on your screen, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone pad, push 1. I will let me know you have a question. Keep the number on screen, please. Area code 657-383-1755. And on the telephone, keypad, push 1. I will let me know you have a question. And I will take your question now. Okay, nobody with questions? Okay. I guess there's no one with any more questions. Remember, on our website, freedomlawschool.org, we have a lot of good information and resources available for you folks. You know, I'm going to give you a quick overview of that, okay? First of all, we have, you know, besides the 7 steps, right, which everybody should know, that's the key thing. You start the 7 steps first, okay? And you're sitting right here. Follow the law starts, right? Step 2 is stop filing income tax forms. Step three, realize that the IRS is mostly lost. Step four, take courage from our victories. We've been the IRS, so have our students. Step five, question authority, right? Step six, join the Restore Freedom Plan, which is optional. You don't have to, but it's a great option if you want to have a peace of mind. And step seven, spread the word so we can take our country and freedom back. So that's where you want to start. On the educational tab, you find a lot of good articles. These are my favorite articles. Okay, you see it here. And the last one is a blog article. There's a lot more information there. But start with the basics first before you go to the blog, okay? And then you see on the FAQ, frequently asked questions. You'll see here a lot of common questions are that pages ask about us or Freedom Law School. What we do is right here, okay? There's a video exactly on the topics of most interest to most of our callers. So check these out, okay? They're there. And then petitions on our here on our website on the right are petitions. And also the stop withholding is right there. Okay. Now under plans, we have Restore Freedom Plan, Employer Freedom Plan, and Freedom Opportunity Plan. They're all there. Okay. All right. And then let's see. On the watch, you see our social media. That's what we have, like our Rumble and BitChute and Odyssey channels. You click on those. Odyssey is our favorite one. It's the most YouTube-like, very good functionality Odyssey has. Okay? So you go there, check those out, folks. And again, there's a lot there. And then homepage, of course, is where you always want to come back. So somebody's asking a question. Paymon, is Paymon promoting Mr. Urban Schiff? Where did Urban Schiff mess up? Well, I'm not wanting Mr. Urban Schiff because I can't. Passed away. How can I promote someone who's passed away? I recognize him for his courage. I recognize Mr. Schiff for being a trailblazer, the initiator. There's no one before him to guide him, to teach him any basics, to help him from not making mistakes. And he wrote some great books, some good and some half correct and have some wrong information. Beautiful book cover. Okay. And it's still true. Okay. And Urban Schiff went to prison three times. The last time, the other 2000s was before I met him. But the last time he was in Vegas, I was in Los Angeles area. And I went and visited with Schiff and I said, Urban, let us help you. I want you to win. We want you and all of us. Me and the top people in the freedom movement, okay, want to help you win. Let us help you. Unfortunately, he turned us down. He said, no, they don't have a case against me. I'm good, you know, and he refused my help. But folks, I can't help anybody that does not help themselves, that doesn't want my help, I mean to say. Right? I cannot push my help on you. It's up to you. I offer to help you, educate you, but you have to accept my offer to free yourself, to educate you and free you. So that's what happened with Mr. Urban Schiff. Okay? In fact, that's one of my frequently asked questions. See, let me show you. You go to our website on the FAQ, see right there? That's why it's there. And one of the questions is, we have the Urban Schiff. Where is that? We'll come down. We'll come down. Here it is. Here it is on the right. If there's no law requiring the average American to file income tax, why did the late great preacher Urban Schiff go to prison? See? So this, you see, that's why our frequently asked questions FAQ page is so useful. Okay? All right, we have two more callers right now who've joined us with more questions. Someone from area code 865 and someone else, another person from area code 424. So let's go to the caller from area code 865. Please give me your first name. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Oh. Hey, this is Alex from Tennessee. I heard about you guys from one of my legal channels that I'm with. I study a lot of Randy Kelton stuff. He's the guy who helped try to indict the Texas governor for all the COVID bullshit. And so anyway, somebody posted there something about yours, and so I researched the law, and it seems very very solid, a very solid argument. And so I'm not in a high income bracket at all. And, you know, for many years, I barely made enough money to file taxes anyway. But I always have. And my concern, I've become, you know, actually I was a lifelong liberal, and after 2020, I realized I was an idiot. And so I decided to, you know, look into just all this government abuse and realize, you know, how the feds are abusing everything. And so I decided it's time to take a stand, like you say, for the Constitution. And my one concern is if I do this, I was getting Obamacare. And to do that, I think you got to file to get Obamacare. And so, you know, how could I do that? Could I file under duress? Or I'm not sure what to do about that, because I haven't really looked into insurance alternatives. But thanks to the federal government, medical bills are crazy expensive because of Medicare and all that junk.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you red-pilled yourself in 2020 and realized that you've been deceived. And you were smart and courageous enough and integrity you had to admit your mistakes and change course. That's great. Really, I mean that. So let me ask you this. You've known that with the corona jab, a lot of people are getting very ill. How many people have died, correct?
Yep, the clock is crazy. Yep, absolutely.
You cited the documentary Died Suddenly by Stu Peters. You need to see it.
That.
If you haven't seen it, all of you on Rumble or Odyssey or BitChute, see Died Suddenly. People are literally
Yes. I've lost most of my friends trying to tell them about the clot shot.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this medical system has been thoroughly corrupted. It's not the same medical system you saw. I remember in the early 70s watching on television Dr. Welby, you remember? Yeah, on television, Dr. Welby? Then you would do
I don't
house
remember
visit.
That.
It's
oh,
not
man,
Dr.
yeah,
Welby,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
that
I do,
medical
I do
system.
That.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
It's a corrupt government, corporate-owned media system that's killing people with a
yeah,
jab. They're,
yeah,
they're telling you, they're killing you, literally. How can you trust
the
system?
I agree.
How can you want that system to take care of you when they actually make money from keeping you sick and killing you? They make money when you're sick. Oh, you don't have no money?
Oh, yeah.
No problem. We'll rip off the American people through U.S. government socialized care, which is not – it's socialism for the rich, for the hospitals and doctors to get paid for trying to help you get better, but they actually make you sicker. See?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I avoid the hospitals like the plague, and I avoid the doctors like the plague. My only concern is everyone, you know, if I ever pass out and I get dragged in and they're going to try and rape, you know, I think I went, you know, years ago just for like a night and it was like 50 grand.
Hold on.
Like,
let me ask
the
question.
Back then I didn't have insurance.
Let me ask the question. It's very simple, okay? In America,
sure.
We already have socialized medicine. It's called the hospital emergency room. Yes, mm-hmm. Hospitals in America are required, in order to get federal funding, to take anybody coming in and give them care. Even illegal aliens have no ID. How could it be any less than an illegal alien? Okay? So they don't care about you. You're just a money-making thing. Just build the government. I was in hospital. Okay? My baby was there. For being about 14 mm-hmm. days, they gave us a bill over $1 million. We didn't want the baby there after a day or two. We thought, she's good. Let us take her home.
They
want to keep because they got so what they want to do, have you apply for Medicare and build the government for over $1 million. The cash price was, I asked him, what's the cash price? Oh, $100,000.
Yeah.
See, you don't need it. You anybody walks in the emergency room, they'll take you and build Uncle Sam, including illegal aliens in Mexico. L.A. is Mexico. You think it's, amigo, senor, they walk into a room in Los Angeles Hospital. They throw them away saying, you don't have health insurance, Mr. Jose Gonzalez? Get out of here. You white middle-class Americans, responsible Americans, wake up. Wake up. This is communism we have in America. Already, illegal aliens are getting medical benefits for free. You just say, Americans get the same thing as illegal aliens. So you don't need that doggone health insurance, which is guaranteed poisoning with drugs, cutting your body out with surgery, and radiation, all that stuff. No. So if you break your bone, fine. You broke your bone, go over there, put it back together, put a cast on there, and look, you get better on that. Okay. Otherwise, you don't need them. You don't need that Obongo care. He's from Kenya. He's not America. Obongo, not Obama. So don't worry about that. Let's go. Divorce yourself from this whole corrupt, communist, elitist system that the big banks and corporations and the media own, and you are just made a slave them to use you, okay, to make money directly from you or through the federal government, taxing you and making money out of sinners to the Federal Reserve banking system fraud. You don't need them, brother. Let that go. Instead, eat better food. Go to Westernate. I'm going to show you this. You want to be healthy? Here. Go to this website. Okay? Yeah, I'll give it to you. All of you. You want to be healthy? Go to westernaprice.org. And eat as much as you can, the food that this man, Wester Price,
I know Wester Price well, yes.
Well, fantastic. Then do as much as you can.
I eat raw beef most of the time.
Eat organ meat, have lots of soups, bone marrow.
Yeah, organ meat, I'm quite healthy for my age, especially. But these things, it's, you get dragged in there and
you got to choose to walk in there. Okay.
I'm not talking about
choose,
people pass out, right? People do pass out and they get dragged into these
places.
They'll
take care of you. That's okay. They'll take you in. I just told you that. Just told you to take you in. Zero cost to you. Understood?
Right, but they can't bill you later and hold you liable for that or what?
No.
As long as you don't sign?
No. Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that's my only concern is like they hold you ransom for this kind of stuff.
I just told you, Jose Gonzalez of Mexico or Guatemala, he walks in. Walks out. No ID, no sign, nothing. They build Uncle Sam. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I got 20 people with questions, my friend, okay? Thank you for
the
question, Alex.
Good
to hear you, my friend. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Area codes 424 caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please, followed by the call up area code 484. Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Kim from LA. I just happened to look on Rumble, and you know, I saw something with Lee Merritt, and she was speaking with you, and so that was when I first initially heard about you. And then I said, let me go on Rumble, and then I saw that you were live, so I just jumped on real quick. But you know, I haven't, similar to the caller before me, I haven't really done my taxes. You know, I thought I was a slave to the system. Like, I had to do it. If not, they're going to garnish wages, all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure you've already probably gone over this, but what do we have to do? But I don't want to keep, you know, getting robbed and raped by the system that, like you said, is killing us. So do we just join your organization and you just help us fill out? Because I was going to do my taxes, but then I'm sitting up here thinking, like, you know, this is ridiculous, and we're barely making any money, you know. So what is the procedure? What do we need to do? Like,
I'll tell you. Okay, the seven steps, okay, to free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, slavery. You can take the first five steps on your own, free of charge, okay? Especially low-income. You know, keep as much as you want for yourself, because the first five steps are free. You can do it on your own. And I'll tell you what, you'll be left alone. 99.9%. You will be left alone by the IRS 99.9% of the time. If you do it on your own.
Okay.
Without my help. We have 80 million non-filers in America already. 80 million. Used to be 63 million back in 96. Now it's about 80 million.
Okay.
So you could do that on your own. If you want to have guaranteed a peace of mind, okay, then after step five, you go step six. You can join a Restore Freedom Plan or Freedom Law School. That's an option available for you, okay? But you can stop withholding on your paycheck of income taxes and do it on your own. By the way, what do you do for a living and how much you make approximately? That will help to give you a better answer, Kim.
You know, I drive for like Uber and Lyft, that sort of thing. It was crazy. I got deactivated from Lyft after purchasing a car for them. You know, so I'm kind of, you know, but I just do apps jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like delivery type stuff. I'm just basic, you know, basic person. And actually they're saying we're making more than, they're putting down more that we're making more than on, I don't know how they're able to do that. But they're saying that we're even making more than what we're getting. So, you know, so I'm still under, like, I'm like the 50,000 and under, you know what I mean? Like 40,000 and under. Yeah.
So tell you what, Kim, listen, Kim, in every dollar, sweetheart, we live in that hellhole called Los Angeles. So just follow the steps on our website for free. Okay. Listen to step one. Mm-hmm. So you go to start of seven steps on the top right. Just scroll down and just follow it. It's all there. The education is there. The videos there. The letters to Congress petitions are there. Just follow there for free and keep every dollar that you need to take care of yourself. Save that money. I would suggest, Kim, to get the heck out of that communist country.
I'm literally living in my car out here. It's crazy. And I work every day. And it is a hellhole. First of all, too quick, because I know you have other calls. I don't want to hold you, but I really appreciate what you're doing. God bless you for it. Number one, where would you suggest go to a state? I was listening a little earlier, that they pay no taxes, and if so, why? And then number two, are there any people that are affiliated with you out here? I'm just trying to find like-minded people because I feel so alone in L.A. It's like they've taken the pill, the blue pill, and everyone is just acting like everything is totally normal out here. And then I hear guys like you, everybody's awake. So I don't know if you guys have any type of know people here or connect me to somebody here in Los Angeles until I'm able to move. And then secondly, you know, any suggestions as to where to go?
Sure. You live in your car, you said, correct? You have a place to rent. You live in your car, correct?
Yeah. Because with insurance.
I know that. Guess what, Kim? I want to help you, sweetheart. I love you, and I want to help you. Let me help you. I love you, and I want you to have a good life. Let me help you.
All right.
Technology has enabled us over the last 50 to 100 years to move a lot quicker, easier, and cheaper than we used to back in the old days. Okay?
Right.
In 1700s, there was no railroad even. 20th century car starts came in, but they were expensive back then. Now everybody got cars, and airplane tickets are cheap. Here's what you do. Drive to Central Florida, the freest state in the country, bar none. No state income tax. It's one of the 8 states with no state income tax. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will find jobs here, no problem. You're going to live in your car for a while. Might as well live in a place that's clean, don't have crime, graffiti, and homelessness. Central Florida, greater Tampa area. I was just in the very north Tampa is where I'm at, in Hernando County, okay? But south of Tampa, Sarasota, all that stuff is good too. And you will find a job. In fact, you could do the same thing you do, being a Lyft and Uber driver, and be able to afford an apartment and eat better food. Seriously, in Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I just
come straight down, save up the gas money, and come down here, and do it right here, and in greater Tampa area. Tampa is the number one area where retirees come to because it is the best place to live in USA. Is the greater Tampa area. Florida's number one state in the country, and in Florida, the number one place within Florida is the greater Tampa area. Not in Tampa itself, but in the country suburbs of greater Tampa is where you want to be. Like we're in Brooksville, Florida. All right?
Brooksville.
Come out and you get your home, sweetheart. You can find a job here easily. I mean, they pay jobs here minimum $15 an hour, which is over $30,000 a year. But $30,000 here, even that, goes a lot farther than $40,000 in hellhole L.A. that you live in right now.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, because they kept saying, well, they pay less there. And so it's good, you know, because I thought everything was going up because, you know, these computers are equaling out the playing field as far as like rent. Because everybody I talk to, because I have people coming in and out of my car, they're saying the rent is crazy everywhere now. So, so I was just thinking like, you know, and then you have to pay federal, but you do have to pay, they say, IRS, even though you don't do state tax, you do federal down there, right?
No, wait. Remember, on our website, I show you, based on U.S. government's official legal websites, the only people that are required to file and pay federal income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
you
are
not one of them.
I'm
not
in
California.
Washington.
None of you have to pay income tax to begin with, right? So don't worry about that at all.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to, you know, and I feel bad. Let me let you go, but I haven't been to your website, but I'm gonna have to go check it out. If I have further questions, like later, is there someone I can call or contact? You know what I'm saying? Or later at another time, if I get a little nervous, because. You know, we're MK Ultras. You know that's what's happening here.
Of course, I do.
It's nerve-wracking. Yeah. Okay.
Here, our number up, it's on our screen. Okay, 813-444-4800. 813-444-4800, 9 to 6 p.m. Eastern time zone, weekdays. Call our office. Okay?
We'll
be happy to talk to you, give some guidance. Okay. We want to work with you. We want to work with you to restore freedom.
Can you repeat the number one more time? Sorry, and I'll let you go.
813-444. Look at the screen. 813-444-4800.
Cool. I just locked it in. It's just hard. Okay, I got it.
813-444-4800. Yep.
All right. Okay, I got you. I'm going to lock you in. Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
You're welcome, kid. I love you, girl. Hope to meet you someday very soon in Brooksville. Okay, come down to Brooksville.
I will. Okay.
Hernando County, north of Tampa. God bless you. Take care.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, we got a call from area code 847, looks like. And I think we have someone from 484. I guess she changed her mind, or he. No problem. From area code 847, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hernando County, North of Tampa. God bless you. Take care.
Turn your volume down on your computer.
We got a call from area code 847, looks like. And
yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your first name?
My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Illinois. Through
say
research
your name again and spell it, please.
My name?
Yes. Say it and spell it. I didn't catch your name.
I'm sorry. My name is Richard. You can say
Richard. Okay.
R-Y-S-Z-A-R-D.
And how did you hear about Freedom Hospital, Richard?
Well, I was kind of, you know, researching stuff because this is what I'm kind of doing, looking for new avenues. And I'm reading your stuff, very, very interesting, very impressive stuff. My scenario is like this. The last income tax we filed in 2016. And then turbulence came over, so we did not file 17, 18, 19, and 20. But because our son is going to the college, they require 21. So based on, you know, W-2s and stuff, we had to present something to the school, to the college. So we send it, you know, to IRS 21. Now they want to have, you know, 17, 18, 19, and 20 to be to be included. Do we have any kind of way out of it, or we have to do that?
Yes, you do. You said
because
you
of the 2021.
Is that what you did?
Yes, because, you know, they've been required to the school. We want him,
that was,
you know,
a mistake. You gave it. Hold on. I'll tell you. That was a mistake. You gave them the 2021 tax return because that shows to them that your son has parents that love and care for him that could give tax returns to him. What if your son had parents? He had no father. He had no mother. He was an orphan. What if he was in bad terms with his parents? He hated his parents, or his parents hated him. He didn't talk to his parents. They didn't talk to him. What if, you know, one of them is dead? Yeah, well, doesn't talk to him. He cannot go force adults or anybody to say, give me your tax return. He just said, you know, so really at this point, all he could do is say, well, my parents, you know, don't talk to me anymore, perhaps. That's all he can do. You should not have given him the 21 to begin with. You should have called me sooner, my friend. That would have been better. But, yeah, nothing at all.
Hmm.
What
because
college
we were
does he want to go to? What state
are
you in? Hold on. What college, what state do you live in?
Illinois.
Okay. Try a different college.
I'm sorry?
Okay, and don't give no information. Okay, he says, look, I'm myself. I cannot make anybody give me their tax returns. Sorry, you made a mistake. You should not have done that.
I
but all you can
now.
Do
okay.
is you can do is say, hey, my parents don't talk to me anymore, which is not true, unfortunately. So you cannot really say that. But I mean, if you want to, that's all you could do. Even though I don't recommend that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is happened, you know, but we on the income tax, we put all rights reserved next to a signature.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No, they ignore that. They ignore it. Doesn't matter. You put the rope around your neck anyhow when you file, and you give it to them anyhow. So they just say no. Go to a different college is probably your best bet and start new at a different college. One thing I recommend you do is don't send to college at all. Is where are you from, Bobby? Richard, what country were you born in?
Well, I'm from Europe, Poland.
Okay. How old are you?
Me? 60.
Mm-hmm. So like me, you remember communism. American universities are hotbed of communism. Why would you want to send your son to become a communist in Illinois? All those are communist hotbeds. Do not have him go to those universities and colleges. They're brainwashing to make your son a communist. Instead, send him to a trade school. Send him to learn computer programming or something that is useful. Not to fund those communists, tax money from the government. See, the money does not come from you or your kid. It comes from the government to them. It's a communist alliance. Okay? Do not send your son to a communist university you do not believe in. Why would you want to do that? Hmm? How old is your son?
Well, he's going to be, he finished 18, 19 and a half, 19 coming.
Does he have any particular interest in anything or not?
Well, he wants to be a computer programmer, so.
Great. Have him take some computer programming part-time while he works full-time, and you help him. The more he studies, take classes, okay, the more you help him. Forget about that communist system called university. These woke, satanic, LGBT plus system. You know, it's Satanism, right? All the weird creatures of Satan have all these tattoos of glow all over the body, have these weird looks. They call themselves unique. They say they're special. You know? It's Satanism and communism. Don't send him there. Support him and take him to computer classes that you pay for, he pays for. They work for you. If the computer class is not useful, guess what? You won't pay for it. A lot of people will not pay for it. But government pays for these useless classes that make your son communist.
Well, they having, you know, already a lot, you know, in the high school and stuff, so.
Good. Yeah, you want to continue that or you want to stop it?
No. But, you know, he you know, choose the, you know, college in Boston. And Boston didn't have a place, so the opening is in London.
British. And look, Richard is an adult. I'm sorry you neglected to keep him away from communism. You should send him to a private school, not a government communist school. The American system of government school is communist. Public school is government as communist, community, what you had in Poland. Sorry, you made a mistake back then. Okay, that's done. From now on forward, do not support it. Boston is a hotbed of communism. So is Chicago. Mm-hmm. So is New York. So is Los Angeles, yeah. San Francisco, all these major cities. Why would you want to support him? Because he thinks, somebody hit me over the head. I need the jab. You're going to support him because he thinks, I want to get the jab. Son, I will support you. Go get the corona jab. Is that what you want to do?
No.
So do not support him in his communist endeavors at all. If you love him, which I know you do, instead, pay him to watch some videos like America, Freedom to Fascism. Have you seen that movie, documentary?
No.
Have you seen Slave Nation? Have you?
Not yet.
If you go to our website, okay, under Watch, Slave Nation is a documentary. It's part one. On income tax, where is that? It shouldn't come up here. It should come up. Here we go. Slave Nation. Here we go. Have them watch that. Okay? If you go to our Rumble channel, for example, under Watch, social media, go on to Odyssey. You can go watch America Favorite Fascism on the content, on the Rumble, on the top left right there. Okay. Then go on the right side on the search. Mm-hmm. Put Fascism, FASCISM by my friend Aaron Russo. Here we go. Here it is. Comes up. Yeah, have him pay him. Pay him to watch his videos. Okay, you then have him go to private school. Good. Pay him. Not the school, but him to watch these. To watch this. Okay, American Fascism. Okay?
Okay.
And de-brainwash him of a communism. Pay him here on YouTube, you know, on his Rumble, all the stuff, and watch Freedom Moscow videos and others. Have a go watch and listen to Stu Peter's channel. He's a truth teller about what's going on, you know, stuff like that. That is a real education, not the propaganda of the communist system that you got away from.
Right.
All right, Richard, anything else?
Well, so, okay, so 2001, when there, what we can do with the 2002? Within 5 years.
2002 is, you mean 2022?
Yes.
What did I talk about tonight? Did you see my presentation?
I'm sorry, what?
My presentation was about end filing tax confession forms. Step two, I'll show it to you right now. Here we go. Step one is to follow the law. Step two is what? Stop buying income
okay.
tax forms.
Okay, go to the steps. Okay, to those steps. All right.
Go to 7 steps right there. Step three, realize that the IRS is mostly bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Step four, take courage from our victories. I beat them. My students have beaten them. And so can you. Step five, question authority. Write your congressman to lawmakers. Okay? All right, there.
Okay.
All the steps are there. You and
okay.
I need to work together, brother, because you come
right.
from communism. We both come from totalitarian countries, Iran and Poland. We're going to wake up Americans. And you, my friend, you need to get on a jiffy and start de-brainwashing your son that you love so much. I want you to literally have a good dinner and say, we're going to watch this together. Pay him with the good food you'll watch this at your home. And start de-brainwashing.
Right.
Have you seen the movie Matrix? Have you?
Yes.
Has he seen
yes.
it?
Yes.
Good. Tell him I'm going to show you the Matrix. Has he watched Died Suddenly?
No.
The documentary?
Died
he hasn't? Oh, wow. You're going to watch that. You're going to watch it. Yeah, I'm going to show you. If you haven't seen it, folks, on Rumble or Odyssey, for Died Suddenly. It's a great documentary by Stu Peters of how the corona jab is killing people. Here we go. Here,
okay.
And the complete thing is here. They died suddenly. Yep. There it is. Be sure to
okay.
have them watch that. Okay?
All right.
Okay. See what's going on. The truth that's hidden from his eyes. He made him a communist. You got to save your son.
I have to, yes.
All right. Any
All right,
questions?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. No, I will be in touch with you, yes.
And come to Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay, so
bring your son to the Red Pill Expo, okay, which is closest place to you, on Iowa, August 12th and 13th. You bring him to these freedom events. You pay for his airline tickets. That's real university to de-brainwash him. Okay?
Yeah.
All the lies. Okay, Richard?
All right. Thank you.
You
so with the 17, 18, and 19, we need to follow through, right?
Nope. Give him nothing. No more. Just cut off everything with that communist university. Let them turn you down. You don't want them.
No, we just, okay, what I did was just 21 I filed because they've been looking at his application. So to avoid the rejection.
For the other years. You made a mistake. Don't make it worse.
I know now, yes, I know now. Okay, but with those past years, we should follow through and whatever it is, we should pay it and that's it.
No.
No?
You owe nothing. Why would you confess you owe them money? You owe them nothing. You don't file, you don't pay. You don't owe it. You want to pay them? You want to give them your money? Do you?
No.
No. It's
okay.
That simple.
Okay. So the 21 was in an expose. Okay. They have it already, so I should satisfy that amount. And the rest of it, just, you know, avoid.
There's nothing to avoid. Just don't put the rope around your neck. Richard, you got to watch my video more carefully. Look, when you file, let me show this to you. You doing this, do not put the rope around your neck filing any more 1040 tax forms. You want to avoid the rope.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
you watching. You're welcome, brother. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You are most welcome. Thank you for asking. All right.
Thank you.
I think we're done for this evening. Let's put the number one more time on the screen. Any last questions? The call number is 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. They will let me know you have a question. I will take your question now. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. Not, I'll give you guys all. I'll leave you with a blessing. Okay? You're going to like this. Go to youtube.com. Okay? All right, YouTube. Oops, I did it wrong. Let me fix that. YouTube, and when you go there, YouTube, I want you to look up a guy named Anthony Chen. Anthony Chen Productions. Okay, and. When you go to the channel right there, there it is. Okay. Go on the playlist. Under Near Death Experiences on the left, full playlist. These are people who went to the other side and came back, folks. They literally died and came back. There are miracles that they came back to life again. They'll blow you away. The best ones are at the top. Jeff Olson and then Penny Withbroats. Watch these folks. Life has changed. As a result of watching these videos. I know those of you who watch some of these videos, your life will change also for the better. If it was bad, I give you my love. I wish you all the best. And I hope to meet you all in person someday very soon. Good evening. Okay. Oof.